The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. It turns out the ability of ferocious land animals to bite prey evolved in the water. Fish predominantly capture prey with suction, which can be seen by watching a goldfish constantly puckering its mouth. But land animals can't use this technique and instead use jaws that clamp together to catch and grasp a meal. This feeding adaptation is another piece of evidence scientists use to illuminate the evolutionary transition from fish to land vertebrates. To learn more about this, scientists analyzed fossil skulls from an extinct fish and several amphibians. In particular, they measured the contours of the seams between adjacent skull bones at the roofs of the mouths of these skulls. Called sutures, these junctures are lined with stretchy collagen and allow the bony plates to slide back and forth when an organism eats. A biting motion would result in a faint pushing together of the frontal bones in the skull, while a sucking motion would pull those bones ever so slightly apart. By studying the fossils, scientists determined that even though they spent a lot of time in the water, the earliest amphibian ancestors were biting their prey, which is a prerequisite to capturing prey on land.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.